Hey, it's Lauren. Thank you so much for listening to The Afterlife. Enjoy the episode. This episode has been sponsored by my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations. I'm a business and life mentor, a workshop facilitator, a soul-led entrepreneur, and host of The Afterlife podcast. I'm passionate about supporting people like you through transformative courses, mentorship, and trainings so that you can live the life that you choose. I love all things time management and helping the people that I work with to master their mindset. I truly believe that life is a precious gift, and when we can learn to be at one with our thoughts, when we can learn to love ourselves, control and master our time, we really can live an extraordinary life. I have a whole bunch of free offers on my website, and I strongly encourage you to go and check them out. I'd love to keep in touch with you. You can find me over at Lauren Grace Inspirations on all the socials, as well as laurengraceinspirations.com. And I strongly encourage you to sign up for my newsletter. 2 times a month, at least, I send a positive newsletter that's all about helping you to live the best life possible. I always include a card of the day, a business or a strategy tip, and I also include a spiritual lesson. I would love to have you join me, and I'd love to join you on your journey. Thank you and enjoy the episode. Lauren Grace here, jumping on to do a little live reading. If you'd like one, please let me know. I'm doing one card readings at the moment. I'm also answering your questions on business and spirit. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to just get clear on a question or anything that you want some perspective on. Always remembering that the journey ahead is yours to shape. Always remembering how powerful you are and divinely supported and loved. So I'm shuffling cards right now. I'm choosing one from the Enchanted Map Oracle, and I actually had a card that just completely flew out at me. And it is card number 23. And this is the card called Golden Palace. And I love this card. This is also card number 23. So 2 plus 3 is a 5. 5 is all about middle of the cycle. When I get a 5, it's also about coming down and really paying attention to our foundation. Are we eating well? Are we sleeping well? Are we doing things that are really nurturing ourselves? Are we focusing on giving and receiving, you know, equally as much as we can? So whenever I see 5, 5 is also about change. So it could be about new direction. It could be about redirection as well. Sometimes 5 comes up and we think, change, and it can be sort of scary, but change is actually exciting because if we remember that we're divinely guided, and as we pay attention to our emotions and we remember that we are divinely supported, we will not miss what is meant for us, then change is almost welcomed, isn't it? Because there's always going to be light within those difficult times. There's always going to be light within the shade or within the redirection. Sometimes what I do as well is if there's a redirection, I always ask spirit for it to be gentle and graceful and guide me with compassion and love and light. When we see this beautiful card, the Golden Palace, we can see that there are all these roots that are kind of growing up to the palace. There's all this foliage, and then we see the palace on top of it, and it's this beautiful golden palace. There's a moon that's behind it, and then there's another moon in the background. I guess that could be a sun behind it, I would say. So when we see this, it's all about the journey, and it's all about things are really starting to happen for you. You know, keep your eye on the prize. Keep the eye on what you're focusing on what you want, on what you're dreaming about. Whenever I see the roots here within something, it's a lot about earth element as well. So it's a lot about resources, it's a lot about business, it's a lot about money as well. And then we see that golden palace. That's kind of the indication that what we're doing is really on track with our highest good, with our spirit, with our inner calling. So this card is really reminding you that if you are being redirected, put out that intention to be gently guided, gently redirected. And remember that what is meant for you will not pass you by, that you really are aiming towards the golden palace and you will get there. So just keep on walking the path, keep on noticing, you know, whenever you're slightly redirected, maybe take a little bit of time to get some more information if you don't feel confident about your next step, and just know that it is all good. So I see a couple of people are live here. Hello, welcome. Welcome, Candace. Welcome, Elme. I'm doing quick one-card readings. If you'd like a one-card reading, please do let me know. I'm happy to pull one for you. So I'm going to just pull another deck out while we do that. So if you want a reading, just say yes, please. And I'll go ahead and I will pull one for you. I'm going to do a card from the Human Spirit Oracle, which is this gorgeous deck from Jenna Delacqua-Taglia. And I just think that her artwork is absolutely extraordinarily beautiful. All right, Candace, let's do a one card reading for you here, sister. And so much green I've got going on here. I've got my little mat that my mom made me. It's green. This deck is green at the back of it. All right, Candace, what do we get for you? Okay, so this is very cool. So we've got the Unlock Your Mind card, and this is card number 6. And so whenever I see number 6, 6 for me is all about love. It's all about family. It's also about unlocking our inner wisdom. I always say coming around the corner and seeing things clearly. What we see here is we see unlock your mind, and there's a whole bunch of keys that are really being featured within this card. We also see that there's some beautiful headpiece that's on this woman that's kind of almost overarching a bit of her crown there, so we can see just on her forehead. So when I'm getting this card for you, aside from all the gold colors, which are really high frequency color, as you would know, it's a lot about connection to spirit. It's almost about like the purity of what it is that you're looking for. There's no murkiness. Like whenever we see gold, gold is just such a high vibe color that it just shows that everything is really operating at a high level, at a high dimension. This is talking about unlocking your mind. So one of the things that we know is that when we are spiritual is that sometimes we are having to navigate kind of like the ego and the mind, the human mind, with like our spiritual mind as well. And it's almost about balancing and kind of noticing how they can really work together. I think some of the things that we sometimes get stuck in is we get stuck in feeling that things have to be a certain way, or I have to go a certain journey to get to where I'm wanting to go. And when we can remember to kind of take a moment and unlock that idea and remember to open up to the potentiality of everything, and that sometimes we don't have everything necessarily figured out right now. I think that's one of the big parts, is that our mind, you know, we have this idea. Let's pretend you want to go and do a specific thing, right? And you're like on your way and you're like, I'm going to go do this specific thing. Well, sometimes that's not actually what is in our highest good or what we're on the journey to do. But as we're going on that journey, we get redirected, going back to the card that I recently picked, we get redirected to maybe a new idea. So this is really encouraging you to kind of look around and go, have I been maybe really locked into a specific idea? Have I been thinking that things are going to go a certain way without realizing that maybe there's something else that's meant for me? Is there something that I need to almost like unlock into and kind of, or hand over to spirit? Okay. Hand over to spirit. There's this author that I love, and her name is Florence Scovel Shinn. And she passed like, I think in 1930 or something around that. And she has this beautiful affirmation in her book, and it talks a lot about how I'm going to hand the situation over to God or to the universe, and I let go. And I remember when I first read that, I just thought to myself, wow, that is extraordinary. And so what I do is when I have a situation or something I'm working towards in my mind, I imagine it all wrapped up in like this beautiful golden bubble, almost like this little package. And then in my imagination, I imagine handing it over to spirit, and I say, I hand the situation over to the universe or the divine light or Christ light within or whoever, God, you know, I hand it over and I let go. And I actually do that. I physically clench my hands and I go, boom, I let go. And so what that's doing is allowing me to say to the universe, you know what? You actually know better. I know that under grace, all will be well and all will be well and all matter of things shall be well. So guide me and show me, and show me through my emotion, and show me through my intuition, and just remind me that when my mind gets in the way, to just be kind and compassionate and gentle with it and say, hey girl, we may not know the answer to this right now. Let's just sit and wait and allow things to unfurl the way they will. I let go. So I hope that you found that was helpful. I think you left me a message. You just said, this just happened for me, the redirection just the last few weeks. Perfect. Just remember redirection. I love that. Thank you. I remember I read a card from Colette Baron-Reed, and it said, rejection is God's protection. And I just thought that was one of the best statements ever, because sometimes we go, oh no, rejection. And I'm not saying you were rejected, but you were redirected. And so sometimes that can feel like a real letdown, right? Where you're like, I put all this effort and energy and idea into this thing, and all of a sudden I'm being redirected. What? Wasn't I like in alignment when I was doing those things? How is it that I'm being redirected all of a sudden? But sometimes we had to go along that journey to get redirected. We needed to learn that information, right? In order to think of something new or open up to a new potentiality, new idea, for example. So rejection is God's protection. And let's just say redirection is also God's protection too. Okay. Elme, if you are on, please do let me know. I'd love to pull a card for you as well. So I am, again, using the Human Spirit Oracle. I will say that one of the things that I absolutely love about this deck is the quality of the cards. I don't know if you can see here, but it's like a really thick cardstock. There's a beautiful shine on these cards. The artwork is actually next level. I Am Blue. This is one of my favorite cards. Look at how extraordinarily beautiful that is. I've got my ring light on, so it doesn't really show you the vibrancy of the blue within the cards. But I mean, this is an investment, this particular deck. It's gorgeous. Okay, LMA, let's do a card for you. So just think of your question, or if you just want like a generic idea, brought to you a generic sort of thing, that's all good too. Spirit knows best. All right, here we go. Okay, so it says, any way the wind blows. That's a song, Queen. Any way the wind blows, doesn't matter to me, mama. Ooh, maybe listen to that song today, that song by Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay, so this is called Any Way the Wind Blows. And this is so gorgeous. Look at the movement within this card. Look at the beauty within that transformation. We can see that there's a butterfly that's kind of opening up over the eye here. There are wings that are opening up. What happens with wings? With wings, we take flight. With wings and butterflies, we transform. And it's almost like a becoming of who we are. You know, we're like, okay, I'm ready. I'm opening up. I'm ready to step out and become who it is that I came here to be. I feel really emotional when I'm connecting with your energy as well about that. I feel like maybe there's like been something that you've been needing to give yourself permission about unveiling and becoming. And this is just so beautiful. There's so much movement within this as well. This person in this card as well is naked. So there's like this purity, this vulnerability that's really being shown here. I feel really, really emotional when connecting with you. I really want to cry. We also see number one here. So we've got one. One is about new beginnings, new start, new journey. I feel like it's almost like I want to break free. Again, Queen. Why is Queen showing up for me? Is Queen something for you? Do you resonate with that band? Do you resonate with the word Queen? Let me know. I would love to know about that. But I keep hearing that music in my mind. So one of the things they're telling me is remembering that music really helps to lift up our energy as well. Really, really helps us to make us feel good. Whenever I'm feeling not myself or a little bit of a funk, or I'm just feeling like I need a little bit of kick in the butt, I just go put on some songs. My dog even knows Dance Party. Like whenever he's like, I'm like, hey, George, are we gonna have a dance party? It's like, oh shit, here we go. You know, and it's like, let's do it. Let's bring in that movement. I get that. They want to talk about somatic healing for you. So I don't know whether or not you want to get into some drumming, some tapping. I feel like for you, some movement could be really good, especially right now as you are transforming and taking flight. You know, it's a lot about like being where you are, being in your body and really feeling connected to that. So maybe look into some somatic work. You could do in some drumming as well. You could even tap different parts of your body. That would make you feel good, I think. So just, you know, listening to your own truth, you will intuitively know what it is you want to do. Sometimes, like even today, I did a meditation and I just put my hands on my heart and just gave myself some support, you know. So sometimes that's all we need to do as well. This card too, we see a lot of yellow within this card. So for me, yellow is all about solar plexus. Solar plexus is in the middle. That's very often where we get sometimes our anxiety when we know that things aren't really right, or we get those butterflies and we get like that truth kind of symbol. So when we see the yellow as well, that could be a big sign about you stepping into your courage, into your power and being brave. So I love that for you. One last thing here is we also see one of those like wind dials. I'm not thinking of the correct word right now, but we've got like south and then we've got north and it's pointed north. So it's also about North Star. I hear that. So it's about like, what's your North Star? What's your truth? Where is it that you want to go? and listening to your own inner guidance. And sometimes what we need to do is we need to put on our blinders and we need to go, wait a minute, what is truth for me? What does truth feel like for me right now if I'm not asking everyone else's their opinion? If I could be my future self right now, what decisions would I make? How would I dress? What things would I say? Where would I work? Giving yourself a little bit of permission to start to experiment and play with that idea as well. So I hope that you found that helpful. Please do let me know if any of that resonated with you. All right. So I just wanted to jump on here today also to just let you know that I have just launched a new challenge. It's called Master Your Mindset, a 21-day challenge to a more confident you. And you can find that over on my website at laurengraceinspirations.com. And basically what I do is I take you through 21 days. You get an audio training from me. You get a 50-page downloadable colored notebook, workbook where you're asking questions. I'm getting you to get really clear on your desired life, on what nourishes your body and your soul, how to clear out old energy, how to clear your energy, how to love your mind, how to let go, how to really step into your future self right now. So I strongly encourage you to go ahead and check that out over on my website at laurengraceinspirations.com. You can also get the link here in the bio. So Elmay, you said, freedom is the biggest theme for me, surrendering and trusting. Tears, hugs, thank you so much. Yeah, I felt a lot of that emotion. I think it's just remembering to just go slow. Be patient with yourself. You know, sometimes we think to ourselves, oh God, I need it all right now. You know, I'm ready for it right now. And let me just tell you that that is not always the right course of action. You know, when we can remember, okay, well, this is who I want to be. This is how I want to step into my life. This is what I want my life to look like. And then we can put that intention out and we let go to the universe and we turn it over to the universe. You know, I cast over my burdens to the Christ light within and I go free, or I hand this over to God and I let go. Whatever's going to resonate with you is just remembering that when we're clear in our intention, we follow our emotion and we are just patient with the journey, we will get to where we're meant to be. I can tell you that. So new episode goes live today, all about channeling with the fabulous Stephanie Banks. So thank you so much for being here today. And thank you so much as well for being a follower and a listener of the Afterlight podcast. I very much support. I very much thank you for your support. And I will catch you again sometimes very soon. I know it's been a while since I've been here. All right. See ya. Hi. Thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.